It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, welcome to our show, Fairbanks Foodies. This plays on a wonderful Saturday afternoon from 12:30 to 1. On this show, we look at meals you can make, recipes to try, restaurants to go to, drinks you can procure, events that happen. We talk about everything in Fairbanks that is associated with food, beverages, bringing people together in a great way. That's what food does. That's what food does for me. That's the way I was brought up on it. And since this is an afternoon show, you can go out and get the ingredients that we talk about and have a great meal tonight, or a great meal on a Sunday or a Monday, whatever you want to do. And always remember, this show is at KFARradio.com, audio archives, look under Fairbanks Foodies. And we have, this is our third year now of production. And so we have many great shows, many great recipes, many things to go back and try. Take a look. Again, KFARradio.com. Go back and look at something, fish, seafood, meals, discussions. It's a great location for you to go back and get an idea. And that's what I try and do. We try and give you a good idea on something to have, how to cook it. You can take an idea that we have and run with it, go a different direction, invite people over, relax and enjoy and have fun. Well, fall is just about over. October cometh. But there's still time to be out on your deck, out on your grill. And I've been really using my pellet grill smoker for a few things. And I'm going to start the show by going over those items with you. Remember Wes Madden, Madden Real Estate? Good friend of mine. We stay in touch. We're in a fantasy football league together, and he always just beats my butt, and that's his life. But he lives in Florida now, real estate company, a Sotheby's franchise, but he also has a little cattle company. That's right, Wagyu Beef. So you can probably look him up and see his cattle company and his wonderful wife, Laura, her and Wes, they operate it. And Laura is such a wonderful person. They're such a great partnership in life, marriage, and family, and their kids are growing up. So talking to Wes, and he was telling me about his cattle company, and there was a friend of mine up here having an event, a very prestigious national award that he got, and he asked me to cook, if I could cook a couple briskets for the event. And I said yes, and I did it starting last Friday night, Saturday morning, and got him there at the event by 4 o'clock. And I'm going to bring you through cooking two briskets at the same time in your smoker and how to do it. Now, when you're looking at a brisket, you're looking at time and temperature, low temperature, long time. I mean, a long time. So I thought, okay, if I'm going to be bringing this over there for dinner at 5:30 to slice it up around 5:30, I want to have it off the smoker by about 3:30 so I can have it rest for 2 hours in a nice styrofoam cooler that came in wrapped in aluminum foil, and then also have towels wrapped around it. And that's what I did. I looked at this. I had a 12-pound and a 9-pound two briskets. Now, what are you going to spice them in? How are you going to do that? How are you going to trim it? Now, these were Wagyu, so they were incredible. Very, very minimal had to be trimmed off these. Just very incredible briskets. Very lean. You could see the marbling coming through of the fat. So I guess it's not lean, but just beautiful, beautiful briskets. So what I did was I said, okay, I had a couple spice rubs that I wanted to use. And of course you got salt and pepper, but what type of salt and what type of pepper? So what I did was I put down a binder on each of them, and the binder was mustard. That makes the spices adhere better. It gives a little bit of a better crust. And on a brisket, you want that crust. You want that at a low temperature, it's still searing it, so to speak, over time. It puts that crust on there and it holds the moisture inside. And then that's what takes so long to get that moisture to finally cook and come up to temperature. But that's what makes it a brisket, and that's what makes it wonderful. So I put down a nice garlic pepper as my first spice. And just, you know, you're not putting down a minimal amount. Think of it like you're painting your room. And when you're done with your first coat, you're looking for those areas where you might have missed a little bit. And that's how you do it. Then what I did was my wonderful goddaughters, they brought me back this black salt from Hawaii. So I got peppercorns, and I put them in my spice grinder that you use coffee beans or your peppercorns in. And I put about 4 tablespoons in there. And I ground it up pretty well. Then I put 4 tablespoons of the black salt in there from Hawaii, which made it mix it together. And that was my binder on both sides after I put on the garlic pepper. And so it was a little bit peppery. It looked incredible. And then I let it adhere for about an hour and a half. And what I did the brisket prep at about 10 p.m. I went to bed. Then got up at 12:30 in the evening or the next morning, turned on my smoker and my pellet smoker, and I had them in there at about 1:30. And then every hour and a half after that, for the next 8 hours, till 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, every hour and a half, I would get up and I'd spritz the 2 briskets with water, just plain water, nothing else, nothing added to it, no beer, no apple juice, no apple cider, just water. Because what that did was it helped form the bark. And it was great. So at about 10 o'clock in the morning, after 8.5, 9 hours, the temperature was at 150 degrees. And that's where I wanted to pull them. I wanted to pull them at 150 degrees and then wrap them. And what I did was I got some Johnny's au jus. And I put a quarter cup on my aluminum foil. And I do 2 pieces of aluminum foil, the shiny side in, the shiny side adhering to the brisket, because it gives a little bit better heat reflection in there, so it's going to heat it up. And I put a quarter cup of the Johnny's au jus on the bottom of each one, crimped it, put my temperature probe in there. And when you're cooking with briskets, you know, you better have a temperature probe. And I put the temperature probe in there, had the wire coming out to where it was not interfering or piercing the aluminum foil, and just sat back. Now, I was cooking this at 225 degrees. And so I'm looking at basically a 20-hour period of cooking, one on top of the other. And what I did was the one that was on the bottom, I put that on the top of my smoker. I've got about, in my Camp Chef smoker, I've got 5 racks that I can, it's big, I can put a lot of stuff in there. But what I did is I switched the locations. One that cooked first, which is on the bottom closer to the heat, put that one on the top shelf and on the top rack, and the one that was on the top rack, I put it underneath. So you're trying to get these temperatures across the finish line at the same time. And when one hit 145, the other one was at 155, so that's when I pulled them out. That's when I put them on the aluminum foil. That's when we did it. And you get to see this coming up and over time, and you have to be patient when you're cooking a brisket. You know, it's hard to say, okay, I'm going to have this ready at 5:30. So you better have your poop together when you're doing this and know what you're doing and how you're doing it. Because I had a specific call time where this had to be there. And usually it's the brisket will be done when the brisket is done. But I was able to do it at approximately 3:35, 3:45. One hit 203 in temperature and one hit 197. So there's a 6-degree temperature variation. I pulled them both. I put in my styrofoam container, shipping container that they came up in. It's a nice little cooler. I put a towel on the bottom of it. I put in a brisket. I put a towel between it. I put a towel on top of the next brisket. So it was towel, brisket, towel, brisket, towel. Had them in there till 5:30. Brought it over to the event. I opened up the, pulled one out, opened up the aluminum foil. I was going to serve them one at a time because when you cut the brisket, you basically have about a 10 to 15 minute period where that is juicy as all get out. So you don't want to cut it all up and leave it out there for an hour or two. It dries up fast, so to speak, because it was so juicy. So I got the one that was 9 pounds, and by the time it's done, it's about 7.5, 8 pounds by the time it's done cooking. And I sliced it horizontally, then I started slicing it vertically. And that first bite that I had was incredible. It's exactly what I wanted. It was the best brisket I've ever had in my life. It's not that I'm a great brisket cook, but you better start out with very, very good meat to get the type of quality that you want. It was moist. It was juicy. It was so tender. And what happened was I'm in this commercial kitchen, and everyone started coming into the commercial kitchen versus going through the food line to come out and start having this because it was just that good. Best one I've ever made. Proud of it. Wes and Laura Madden, thank you. Ray and Ivy Hollenrake, it was an honor cooking for you at your event down there at the Moose and bringing the two briskets down there. And then everyone so enjoyed it. It was a little bit on the peppery side, but guess what? That's what I wanted. And it tastes great. The bark on it, the exterior bark, sealed in that juices. It was fantastic. So anyway, it was wonderful. Now, it brings me to another thought, and I did it last night. I did it yesterday. I had more pellets in my pellet grill, so I put in a couple things yesterday afternoon at 3:30, and I had a couple of nice tenderloin steaks. Each one weighed about, I cut it up. Each one was about 8 to 10 ounces, and I just put a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper on them, and I put them in my smoker again. 225 to 250 degrees, actually. 250 degrees. And after 2 hours of smoking, I didn't sear them. I didn't put them on a grill. I did not do a reverse sear. I just had them in the smoker for 2 hours. 8 to 10 ounces each. Pulled them out. Wonderfully tender. Wonderfully tasty. Again, that oh my God moment. Sometimes cooking things so plainly is wonderful, and you can do it. It was so easy. Salt, pepper, a little bit on each. In the smoker, 2 hours. Pellet smoker, 225, 250 degrees. 2 hours later, pull it out, let it rest for 5 minutes, and an incredible Thursday night steak dinner. And you can do that. It's so easy. And you still have time to do it. Be looking at your deck this weekend. Be looking at your gas grill. Your charcoal kettle drum, your pellet smoker, your WSM, your Weber Smoky Mountain, your traditional vertical, your traditional horizontal smoker, things like that, you still have wonderful weekends, a few, before the snow hits, before it's really cold out there, before temperature starts having to be calculated into your cooking factor, and you can do it. You can do it well. Anyway, I did. It was great. I enjoyed it. It was wonderful. You can do it. And I hope you do it tonight or tomorrow. In Fairbanks, we're going to take a little break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Gold Stream Valley, Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. You're listening to this on a Saturday afternoon from 12:30 to 1. And again, you can go back to the audio archives. Go to KFARradio.com. Go to KFAR Audio Archives. Look under Fairbanks Foodies. Look at a past show. You can listen to this. Listen to other great, wonderful shows we've had for the past 3 years now. That's right. 3 years of producing this show. It's been wonderful. But here's something else that's been wonderful. For the last 3 years, Fender's has been open. They made it through. They made it through COVID right after they opened up. Besides having what I consider the best chicken wings in town, I love my chicken wings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they've got an incredible breakfast. You should try it. On a Saturday, Sunday, they got this time of year, all the sporting football games are going, college on Saturday, NFL on Sunday, every game on the NFL, they're showing every game. They got enough TVs in there. They got the large dining room area ready for you. Great waitress staff, great waiter staff, great service. They got the bar area there open for you too. Great videos up there, great TVs, great locations. But let's go through their menu on a breakfast, because this is going to get you hungry. This is going to get you hungry. Now, not only do they have what I believe is the best chicken wings in town, do you like country fried steak? Because they have my favorite. They have the best. Their country fried steak is actually a tenderized ribeye steak, breaded, fried country style, then covered in their creamy house-made sausage gravy, served with home fries, two eggs cooked to your order, and toast. Now, this is what they say underneath their on their menu. Pairs great with Bailey's and coffee. Oh, goodness. Then you have their Hail Mary breakfast. Again, we're talking football. Two eggs cooked order with your choice of bacon, sausage, ham, Ranger sausage, or hot links, as well as home fries and toast. That's your basic one. But then they go to their Good Morning Burrito. Home fries, scrambled egg, red and green peppers, onions, queso, your choice of bacon, sausage, ham, or chizero, or even Ranger sausage, wrapped in a grilled flour tortilla. Serve the home fries and a side of sour cream and salsa. It's a meal. It's a big meal. It's a great meal. It's what I call a two-burrito meal. You can take half of it home. Pairs nicely with a glass of OJ. What the heck? Then you have your biscuits and gravy, and their biscuits are homemade. Their gravy is homemade. Enough said, you can get a full order or half order, and it's wonderful. And here's another one I like to order. Their breakfast platter. Now, you have a decision to make on their breakfast platter. Get their one crispy Belgian waffle or two buttermilk pancakes or four pieces of French toast. I always get the French toast, and it comes with two eggs, bacon, sausage, ham, hot links, your choice, or even Ranger sausage. Pairs great with the Fender's Bloody Mary, and that is a great beverage in itself. Those two together are classic. I often go with the country fried steak and the Bloody Mary because they're just good. That's what they are. Oh, you like your chicken and waffles? Excuse me. You got to have your chicken and waffles? You have to decide between savory or sweet with this mouth-watering combo. No need to. The crispy fried chicken is served with two Belgian waffles and their house-made spicy butter. You got to go for that. If you like chicken and waffles, you got to go for that. Then you have the Aloha Moco Loco. That's right, a Moco Loco. And this is their version of it. Seasoned burger patty covered with their house-made brown gravy and topped with two eggs, cooked to order, and scallions served on a bed of white rice. Ooh. Their Nacho Normal Breakfast Skillet. They got great breakfast skillets there, too. They take Cajun seasoned tortilla chips or their dots topped with chorizo queso, two eggs cooked to order with fresh tomatoes and scallions, some mushrooms in there. They'll add a few more things like onions, maybe some hot peppers, whatever you want, however you want it. Again, they will do it. At Fender's, don't be afraid to custom order something with your order. They'll do it for you. They have great customer service there. They really do. Another one here. The Rise and Shine Sammy. Toasted English muffin with your choice of bacon, sausage, Ranger sausage, or ham on a bed of scrambled eggs covered with melted cheddar cheese. Served with home fries. Now here's another one that you will like. A Monte Cristo. They call it the Monte Carlo. Sweet, salty, and cheesy. It's like a Monte Cristo, but even better. Layers of turkey, ham, and Swiss cheese grilled and placed between two slices of Texas toast. Dusted with powdered sugar, served with home fries, a side of their house-made jam. Oh, boy. Then you can get into their omelets. That's right. They have omelets. You have the Alaskan omelet, which basically is salmon, Ranger sausage, asparagus mushrooms, topped with cheese and hollandaise sauce. That's an omelet. When you get Ranger sausage, it's a surf and turf. So it's salmon or Ranger sausage, but you can do both. They're going to charge you for it, but do the surf and turf omelet. They have the veggie omelet. This is the one I'm not going to order, but a lot of people do. Broccoli, asparagus, red peppers, mushrooms, and cheese topped with fresh tomatoes. And the only reason why I wouldn't order this one, you might, is because there's so many other things in front of it I'm going to have. Like the meat lover's omelet. Oh, sausage, hot links, ham, Ranger sausage, bacon, and cheese topped with sausage gravy. And you can create your own omelet, too, however you want to do it. Now, the big one is the Fort Wainwright skillet. Bit of home fries topped with hot links, bacon, sausage reindeer, chorizo smothered with their white queso, topped with two eggs of your choice. It's big. That's a two-day meal. If you finish all that, you're going to go home and sleep for a week. But it's big. It's so tasty. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for taste, and that really supplies it. Now, I also love Eggs Benedict. And they have Eggs Benedict for everyone. They have the classic Eggs Benedict. You can either get a half or a full rack of it. They have the Salmon Benedict, which is your toasted English muffin topped with a flavorful piece of salmon finished with their over-the-top hollandaise sauce served with French fries. They have the Caprese Crab Cake Benedict. That's right. Crab cake lightly fried to a golden brown, topped with fried green tomato, poached eggs, balsamic vinegar drizzle, or hollandaise sauce. Then they have the Crab Cake Benedict itself. So many, many, many good things you can get there for breakfast. But when I went there last time, I said, forget it. I went to the afternoon game. The first game starts at 9. The last game starts at 4:20. So you have two menus there. I went through the breakfast one with you. I do not have enough time to go through the full afternoon dinner menu with you. But they have great appetizers. They have nachos, jalapeno poppers, spinach artichoke dip, the Marshall Stacker. So you can get a combination of four served with French fries. Little, you know, stackers, they call them. Got pulled pork, grilled chicken or fried, Fender burger or meatball. Think about that. Or do combinations. Combination of any four, all four, three of one, two of each. Oh, man. Then they have my wings. And it comes in different styles. You have your Cajun. That's my favorite. I always love the Cajun. You have salt and vinegar, ranch. Those are the dry rubs in your sauces. Our barbecue, buffalo, garlic. So if you want the buffalo wings, you're going to get the, oh boy, barbecue wings. Here's one for you. Garlic Parmesan. I enjoy the garlic Parmesan, and I enjoy the Cajun, and I love dipping it in the ranch sauce. Oh. Then, you know, where else can you get fried pickles? You can get them there. Raspberry jalapeno meatballs, steak bites, mozzarella sticks. They have salads. They have the berry spinach, the Greek salad, the Caesar salad, fried chicken salad. But here's my favorite salad, one of my favorites in town. Blue on black steak salad. It's basically your seasoned grilled steak on a bed of spring mix, topped with red cherry tomatoes, red onion, fresh mushrooms, blue cheese crumbles. Served the champagne vinaigrette with garlic bread. Oh, boy. They've got pizzas there. They got excellent pizzas. They have burgers and sandwiches. I mean, boy, what other sandwich you know is called the War Pig? They got it. They got fish tacos. Oh, they got burgers, additions, all sorts of stuff. They got steaks and ribs. They got the ribeye. They got the New York steak. They got halibut. They got seared salmon, chicken parmesan, fried chicken, pastas, born on the bayou, chicken cheese tortellini, mac and cheese, lemon garlic chicken, beef stroganoff. Fairbanks, Fender's has something for everyone every day of the week. And on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can get an incredible salad. I mean, excuse me, an incredible breakfast. Hey, my choice this week, get there, go do it, enjoy it, have fun, take the family there. Great, great service, great customer service, prompt meals, enjoy yourself. That's our show for today. You have a great Saturday afternoon, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.